Can DKIM signatures be forged? DKIM domain keys identified mail enhances email security by using encryption and digital signatures to verify that an email's content remains unchanged in transit. It employs asymmetric encryption, utilizing a private key to sign outgoing emails and a public key to verify authenticity on the recipient's end. If an email is altered, DKIM verification fails, and depending on DMARC policies, it may be marked as spam or rejected. How DKIM works. Generating DKIM keys. The domain owner creates a public-private key pair, typically 2048 bits for stronger security. Adding a DKIM signature. The sender's mail server signs the email using the private key, generating a unique coded summary of metadata and content. Verification process. The recipient server retrieves the DKIM public key from DNS records and checks the email's signature. Authentication. The email's hash is recalculated and compared with the decrypted signature. If they match, DKIM passes. Otherwise, the email is flagged. Threats to DKIM security. Despite its robustness, DKIM has vulnerabilities. Private key compromise. If attackers obtain the private key, they can forge valid DKIM signatures, emphasizing the need for regular key rotation. Header injection attacks. Improper mail server configurations may allow attackers to insert malicious headers. Canonicalization weaknesses. Poorly implemented canonicalization can let attackers subtly modify content without breaking DKIM validation. Replay attacks. A valid DKIM signed email may be reused by attackers, as DKIM doesn't verify the sender's IP. Combining DKIM with SPF and DMARC mitigates this risk. While DKIM enhances email security, it is not foolproof. Organizations should enforce strong DKIM policies, rotate keys frequently, and implement SPF and DMARC for comprehensive protection. Proactive auditing of email authentication settings is crucial to safeguarding domain integrity and brand reputation.